Hi, babes, it's me, Tia, and welcome to this episode of The Final Frontier. Now, things look a bit different right now. That's right, I am riding solo, which officially makes me the Jason Derulo of drag. Now, I'm half in, half out of drag right now. Why? Because I was ready to leave. I was ready to head home for the day, but no. You may have heard me in previous episodes referencing one specific person. That person is the icon, the legend, the star, Poppy. And Poppy has concocted a plan. That plan is to test my knowledge of all things sci-fi. Poppy, this is London calling.
Hello, is this Tia Coffee?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Now, what are you going to be quizzing me on today?
I am going to be quizzing you on Doctor Who.
Okay, I think famously everyone listening will know that I'm pretty well versed in all things Doctor Who.
I had no idea.
I've never mentioned it. So this could be a moment for me to shine, or it could be completely embarrassing.
It's actually my moment to shine.
Please tune into Poppy's new podcast, The Popcast. Poppycast?
Yes.
The Poppy Pod.
The Poppy Pod.
Poppy's actually just off the camera right now, so if my eyeline is changing, I apologise. And for those of you listening, Poppy is an ethereal being with no physical form.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How does it feel to be on the podcast just before we go on with the quiz?
This has been my only life goal, so I'd happily die later.
Oh, don't
Thank
do
you.
That.
No, I won't. We've got more episodes to film.
Yeah, they're going to be iconic. And what's your favourite sci-fi thing?
I didn't realise that American Horror Story was a sci-fi, so American Horror Story.
Okay, Fierce, what's your favourite season of American Horror Story?
Well, you would just... It's Freak Show. I quite like Freak Show.
That is a bold claim.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it was the first season I watched and I was like, wow.
Okay, Fierce.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be like so down with the witches and go full coven.
No, I didn't really like that one.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I even finished it.
Well, I think actually witches are pretty like gay male coded characters, generally speaking.
Okay.
So I see that. So not necessarily for you. But then like Apocalypse, because like sexy Satan son.
I don't think I watched Apocalypse either. No, do you know the one that freaked me out was, what's the one with Election Day?
Oh my God, Cult. Honestly, Cult. One of my favourites.
Okay, I love that one. I think about it often.
Me too.
It's kind of scary.
And like, I'm not going to lie, even though Evan Peters was playing a right-wing, evil cult leader, honestly, I got a semi every time I watched it.
That's fair.
Problematic. Anyway, on with the quiz.
I'm ready. Okay.
Quiz Mistress Poppita, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Same.
Wow. Okay. Question number one. What do the people of the Gamma Forest call a pond?
Oh, okay. The people of the Gamma Forest do not have a word for pond because the only water that flows in the forest is the river. This is from the episode A Good Man Goes to War, where we discover from a prayer leaf that Melody Pond, Amy Pond's daughter, is in fact River Song. So my answer, I reckon the answer they've written down is river, but the actual correct answer is they do not have a word for pond. Thank you and good night. Mic drop.
You are correct.
Slade.
Well done.
Is there a point system?
No.
Okay.
It's in the making. It's in the works.
Okay. Jimmy can keep score. New character, Jimmy.
You have a pen? Okay.
Jimmy can count on the fingers.
Yeah. Fingers at the ready. Okay. Complete the sentence.
Oh, okay.
Demons run when
a good man goes to war. Is that, that's correct, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Huge slay. This is going well for me. I am actually really nervous.
Oh my God, don't be nervous.
Because like, what if this shows me up to be like fake fan energy?
Well, let's just find out.
My entire career is over.
A new podcast host.
Okay, fine. Right, so if I fail at this quiz, Poppy takes over the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's called The Final Front Pop.
Frontier.
We'll come up with a new one. What sci-fi reference can be yours? Oh my God, this segment, okay, we're going to do this more often because I've just come up with a name for it. Pop Quiz with Poppy. Poppy's Pop Quiz.
Oh my God.
The Poppy Quiz. The Pop Quiz. Something
Poppy
in that.
Quiz. Can we have like a little, I'll make a theme intro.
No, do it now. Do it now. Sing it now.
Welcome to the puppy quiz. We do quizzes every week. Yeah.
Wait, are we doing quizzes every week now?
No, not every week. Okay. Every once in a while.
When we feel like it.
When we feel like it. Tea or coffee. Read my quiz.
You got.
You gotta read my
quick quiz.
Okay, anyway, we'll work it out.
Into chaos.
We'll go to the studio.
We're workshopping.
Okay, perfect. Which of these has not guest starred in Doctor Who? A, Chris Evans.
I'm pretty sure the answer is A, Chris Evans, but carry on.
B, Kylie Minogue.
She played Astrid in the Christmas special.
Lee Evans played
Malcolm. Yeah, that is Lee Evans.
Or D, James Corden.
Well, James Corden's been in it twice. It's A, Chris Evans, and the reason they've thrown that in is because he's Billy Piper's ex-husband. And that's a weird decision for this quiz writer to make. And you're the quiz writer.
Yeah, I wrote this whole quiz.
You wrote the whole quiz. You didn't just Google Doctor Who questions.
Not at all. So, I definitely know everything about Doctor Who.
Apparently same.
The results are in. You were correct.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What is the moment?
The moment is a device that the Time Lords have deep in the crypt that is never to be used and can, I believe, like, freeze whole planets, whole, like, areas of space in a moment in time. And it manifests as like a consciousness.
You got it correct. It's the most powerful Time Lord weapon, the Galaxy Eater. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well done.
Slow.
Okay. What does the acronym TARDIS stand for?
Time and Relative Dimensions in Space.
Was that a really easy question?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
But no, don't apologise. Let me slay. Let me slay boots.
You smashed it.
If you're playing along at home, comment below. What's your score? I don't know. You can't comment on Spotify. But if this is a clip as a reel, then do it.
Okay.
Oh, Poppy and Jimmy were just having a private chat.
Yeah, sorry, you were not allowed to.
Okay, fine.
Which Khalid scientist created the Daleks?
Khalid scientist created the Davros. Oh, is that the sound effect?
Yeah, it is now. You're correct. Okay.
I often forget that, like, the Dalek, the Khalid is like the race prior to the Daleks being created. I just did a tiny burp. Sorry. Yeah. Slay Davros.
Yeah. Who did Donna Noble eventually marry?
I think he's called Mike Temple. Let me think. Because their surname is Noble Temple. No, their surname is Temple Noble, not Noble Temple. Is it Mike Temple? Mike Temple.
10 seconds on the clock.
That's my answer.
Tea or coffee? You were wrong.
Oh my God. A first time for everything.
It's Sean Temple.
It is Sean Temple.
Fake fan.
Oh, not a fake fan. I knew it was, you know, one of those names. What's the next question, Poppy?
The next question is... The rift in space and time that the Doctor uses to refuel his TARDIS is located...
Cardiff, Wales.
In which British town?
Cardiff, Wales.
The answer is Cardiff.
As soon as you said the rift.
Oh, wait. Diddly-ding! Okay. What is the title of the first episode in the first series of Doctor Who?
An Unearthly Child?
Uh-uh.
Is this, like, the new Who series?
No, I'm pretty sure it's the first series of Doctor Who, like, full
ever.
Stop.
I thought it was An Unearthly Child. What are the options?
A. Oh. In the new series,
Rose.
Sorry. Well, yeah, you're correct. Sorry to throw you off like that.
No, it's fine. From the 2005 onwards, the first series of like New Who, the first episode is Rose, but the original first episode with William Hartnell as the first Doctor is An Unearthly Child.
It was just a test.
You were testing me.
I was just testing you.
Bobby, you crazy kooky girl.
I was feeling like a crazy cat today.
So kooky.
What is the name of the female incarnation of the Master?
Missy or Mistress.
Missy is the correct answer.
Iconic character. Honestly, my favourite version of the Master is Missy. I really want Missy to come back. I'm not going to lie. She was iconic. Michelle Gomez, wherever you are, come on this podcast, please, because I want to talk to you about Missy, the most iconic character maybe ever.
Missy.
That's her theme tune. It's in the
it?
Show. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Every time she comes on screen, it just goes, Missy. Yeah, yeah.
I clearly know so much.
I'm going to make Poppy watch Doctor Who one day.
I can't wait.
The next dream.
Okay. What kind of mask does the empty child wear in the first episode of season 9?
It's a World War gas mask. Really creepy. Because, right, what happens is they're wearing gas masks because obviously it's like the war, and there are these like nanobots that think they're healing the child, like saving its life. But they don't understand that the mask is like separate from the child. So they like heal incorrectly. And the child's walking around being like, are you my mummy? Are you my mummy?
Wait, I've seen this.
Oh my God, have you actually seen?
Or heard of it at least.
Yeah. And then they actually find the mother. And because of the like genetic link between the two of them, the nanobots figure it out and like undo it. And it's like a good day for everyone.
Oh my God.
In it.
I'm really trying to be educated here.
This is the education that you need to survive in the world.
Thank you.
True story.
It's really helping.
It's not like look both ways before you cross. It's gas masks and Doctor Who. Yeah.
Okay. Between what years did William Hartnell portray the first Doctor?
Oh, that is... I'm really bad at maths. Between which years? So... Doctor Who's 60th anniversary was last year. So by my maths, Doctor Who started in 1963, which is when William Hartnell would have commenced as the Doctor. And he was not the Doctor for very long. I think he did only 2 series. So I'm going to say 1965. Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Oh no, that's too wrong.
No, but like...
He did 3.
It's 1963 to 1966.
Oh, that's...
Do you know what? I'd say you're right.
No.
You get a half point.
No, don't. Let's not be patronising. I was wrong.
Just
call a spade a spade. Tell me I fucked up. It's fine.
You did.
Yeah, I did. Royally.
End of story.
That's really embarrassing. Sorry to William Hartnell, but allegedly he wasn't very nice to people on set, so deal with it.
Oh, God.
I know, but it's a different time. He was an old white man
this in
the 60s.
What colour is ood blood?
Oh, what colour is ood blood? That's a great question. I don't think I remember an ood bleeding, like, visibly. But I assume it must have been on that episode. I'm going to say, what colour is ood blood? It would have to be something interesting and visible on screen. I'm going to say black.
You're wrong.
What colour is it?
It's purple. And do you know what? I would have said purple. So maybe I'm the true fan.
Science.
Here.
Maybe they just have less oxygenated blood. That makes sense.
I don't know.
No fair.
I don't know much
I've never
about
really
science.
Paid attention to ood blood. You know, they're born with their brains in their hands. True story.
Ooh, that's not fun.
Well, it's not fun, but it also means that they are very trusting. Because any, as Donna Noble says, any creature that's born with its brain in its hand would have to trust everyone around it.
Okay.
And I think that's a nice quality to like trust,
quality.
Place your trust in other people.
Yeah. Okay. Is this the last question? Okay.
In the shortest episode of this podcast ever.
This is the final episode.
Final question.
Wait.
This is the final. Poppy's bored, so we're doing
bored.
No more episodes ever.
I don't want to do this podcast anymore.
It's the final countdown.
It's the final frontier.
New theme tune.
Wait.
Can I just say, not relevant to sci-fi, I love nothing more than singing like I'm in a group of lads on a stag do. Like if
In what way?
If I hear like particular songs like on a night out or whatever, I'll be like, coming out of my cage and I'll be doing just fine.
Yeah.
Like so
fun.
No,
it's quite fun.
And they like, it kind of like makes them feel like you're one of them. Gotta be dead because I want to.
Like, do you do the chants and stuff? Like, you know, they go out and they do little chants, like football chants and stuff.
Oh, I used to at uni.
Really?
I used to do this like charity thing that was like surprisingly laddie.
Wait, say that again.
I used to do this like charity fundraising thing that was surprisingly laddie while I was at the University of Nottingham. Shout out to Nottingham.
What was it?
So we used to like, if you were a rep, which I was, you'd like take the freshers from your hall to like a random city in the country on a double-decker bus with another hall in whatever fancy dress you decided was the theme, raise money for charity. And it was like all a bid by the end of the year, which hall would raise the most money. And on the way back, you'd fill an actual bin with like various alcohols and get very drunk and make terrible life choices. And that's why I didn't finish my degree.
Right.
What's the final question?
Anyway, moving on. The final question is, where is the doctor's body buried?
Trenzalore. Girl, don't come for me like that.
I'm sorry.
The doctor's final resting place is Trenzalore.
The results are in. Wait, that was... Tea or coffee?
Yes.
You got 12 out of 15.
It's not actually that good.
That's all right. You only got 3 wrong.
Wait, what is that as a percentage, please?
We are just... results...
For those who can't see at home, Poppy's pretending that she's hearing in an earpiece, I believe.
That is 80%.
80%, that's...
80% is really good.
That's first.
More than I've probably ever gotten any exam in my life.
I just said I didn't finish my degree at uni, so don't worry about that.
Same.
But I could have got a first in Doctor Who.
You could have. I did.
Here
that's it is.
Like an A star in Doctor Who, if it was an A level.
Yeah.
If it was a GCSE, that's a double A star, I imagine. I don't know. Isn't it numbers now?
Yeah.
I don't know what the kids are
one
doing
to
these
nine.
Days. Wait, is 9 good or 1 good?
9 is the best.
Okay, so yeah. I'll retain that information. Well, that's all we've got time for on this episode of The Final Frontier, Pop Quiz with Poppy.
Quiz with Poppy.
That is the theme tune that has to go in at all times. Let us know if you want another one of these, whether we should do them every so often. Every sort of like 6 to 8 weeks, we do a pop quiz with Poppy about some sort of sci-fi, just to see if I really know what I'm talking about. Can't believe I got 3 wrong though. That's really embarrassing. And on that note, have a gorgeous time. Enjoy your days, wherever you are in all of time and space, and I'll see you in the next episode.